Blog Talk Radio.
Living in the moment. Welcome to Teachable Moments with your host, Amber Waters Porter. Prepare to enjoy conversations and practical discussions with biblical principles that inform, inspire, and lift your spirits to new heights. Listen weekly as you live in the moment and allow God to speak wisdom to your life. Now, find your moment with your host, Amber Waters Porter.
Happy Tuesday, everyone. Welcome back to Teachable Moments. I'm your host, Amber Waters Porter. As usual, this week, Pastor Carolyn Porter is feeling better, and she's back to give us our Mama Says segment. Hello, Pastor. How are you?
Good evening, Amber. I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm fine. What do you have for us this week?
Well, in my studies this week, I've kind of been reflecting on the scriptures found in the book of Acts. And I found a very interesting story in the third chapter where Peter and John went up into the temple. And there was a lame man that sat outside the gate, beautiful. Now this man asked alms. He wanted them to give whatever he could get. Obviously he wanted finances. Because Peter answers him and said, "Look on us," and proceeded to say, "Silver and gold have we none." So that tells me, obviously, this man was begging for finances. John nor Peter had it, but they had something greater. And the scripture goes on to say how he fastened. Talking about Peter now. This is cussing Peter, the one that had denied Christ, and a new and restored state now, filled with the Holy Ghost and all. He looked on this man and said, "Silver and gold have I none." But he told him to look on us. Talking about his associate John. And then he goes on to say he fastened his eyes, which means Peter directed his gaze intently on this main man, along with John. It says here in the scripture, I'm looking at Acts chapter 3 and the 4th and 5th verse. It goes on with what happened. He pulled a man's hand by the hand and got him to rise up. And the Bible says, ever that his ankle bones, his feet and ankle bones immediately receive strength. I just want to pause right there and say, in our daily walk, whether we're in church, out of church, at the mall, or just mingling around with friends, we should have the testimony that we may not have silver and gold, we may not have the greatness of education, but we have a powerful connection with God our Father. Hallelujah. And we can offer healing for whatever the person stands in the need of, whether it's his feet, ankle bones, whether it is actually his finances, whether it's a family matter. We should be able to say, look on us, speak a word to them, grab hold of their hand, no matter what the circumstance or situation is, and raise them up in the name of Jesus. The Bible verse goes on to say that that gentleman was healed and went leaping and jumping on into the temple with Peter and John. Everybody was in amazement. Who is this? Not the man for years that has sat out inside the gate begging. Yes, it was. But he had a new testimony. He was healed by the power of Jesus Christ. Again, I offer this to your listening audience. Listen, get in touch with the Master. be filled with the Spirit, able to look on someone's destitute situation, take them by the hand, raise them up, encourage them to come into the house of the Lord, giving praise, dancing, and speaking, declaring how good, how great, and what a mighty healer, a mighty deliverer God is. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I offer unto thee. In the name of Jesus the Christ. That's all. I'm saying to your listening audience, offer Jesus. Offer Jesus. Offer Jesus. He'll bring about a difference in your life and in the life of those that stand in the need. I'm finished, Miss Am.
Thank you.
I give the Lord praise and glory and honor. And I'll speak with you again next week.
Yes, next week for everyone is our questions Q&A day. So send in your questions to Pastor Carolyn Porter. You can send them oneteachablemoment@gmail.com, and we'll try to get them on. We have some other ones, but we'll try our best to get them on next week. Thank you, Pastor Porter. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Bless you as well.
Tonight I have a wonderful, wonderful guest. But before I introduce him, let me just remind you, Dr. O has her Women Encounter this weekend in Princeton, New Jersey. Last year we had her on. She did Church Girl Get Your Life. And this year it's Women Encounter. She's awesome. So we're going to support her. And if we can't support her and come out, we will pray for her. And you can look up her information at drkathyo.com, Dr. C-A-T-H-Y-O, the letter O, .com. All right, Washe. I met Washe Downing last week. The other week I was in Greensboro, North Carolina for a youth explosion, and we were having a panel for the youth. And this man talked about paying for college and scholarships, and he had a wealth of information and resources. So I said, I have to have you on my show. So Washe agreed. Welcome, Washe.
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay, so before we even get into the paying for college, I know you have so much, and please make sure you tell everyone where they can contact you and reach you if they need to by the end of the show. Tell me a little about your story, because your story is so incredibly compelling. I've been talking about it.
Yes. So when I graduated high school, when I was a high school senior, I applied for several scholarships. And at the end of the year when I graduated, I accumulated over $300,000 in scholarships. And it has covered all of my schooling, all the way up to my doctorate that I'm pursuing even now. And so it has been a tremendous blessing. And as a result, I've been able to help other students apply over the years for scholarships. And one of the most notable scholarships I received was the Gates Millennium Scholarship, which covered my doctorate, all the way up to my doctorate. And then there's lots of other scholarships that I also received, from local scholarships, regional scholarships, and national. And the reason why I did so was because I realized that my parents were not going to be able to cover my college education.
Right.
I did not want to put them in a financial bind. So I knew that I had to do something. And so that is where I was already involved, but I realized that my involvement, I was able to capitalize on that by applying for scholarships and essays, and but also talking to my guidance counselor and letting her know, hey, I need money for college. What do I need to do?
Right.
And so those several doors opened, and I'm very grateful that I have the opportunity to share today, but also help other people who also want to go to college and need money for college. And so having that information is not a secret. It's really, you know, applying and writing the essays and really believing that you can do it.
Right. Tell us about, you have a very, very firm belief that college is for everyone.
Absolutely. College is for everyone, young, middle-aged, and seasoned. college is a necessity. And college, when I talk about college, I'm not just talking about four-year colleges, but we're talking about certificates, certification programs, post-secondary education. That is the definition of college. And too many times, you know, some get it, you know, confused that, oh, you're talking about a four-year college. No, we're talking about opportunity beyond high school.
Okay.
And so we have to understand that the demand for trade certificates and degrees continue to rise. And it is often ignored because of poor advice. Like people say, quote, college is not the best option, or
okay,
college is not necessary, or there's, or that a person is not college material, you know, or college is not worth the cost. And those are all myths, because at the end of the day, we're talking about opportunity beyond a high school education.
Okay, so
and
when you say college, let me just be clear. College, that's for any opportunity for education behind high school. You're not talking necessarily about a four-year or a two-year college.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
We're talking about certification programs. There are certification programs even like electricians or plumbing. These are trades that
okay
are very much needed in our society today still.
Okay.
And so this creates what we call upward mobility. This allows people to you know, move up in life in various ways, whereas if not having a degree or a certification beyond high school, many times individuals may become stagnant if the
okay
opportunity is not there. So in our ever-changing world, there is a great demand for something beyond a high school degree, and that is what's going to help fuel our economies but also businesses even more.
Okay. So I know at the other week you had so much information about the different scholarships,
mm-hmm,
various ways to get money for college. Can you give us some of that information and tell us what the need? And you know what? Make this clear. You said there's one thing that most people will not do, and that's writing for essays. Write those
right
essays in order to get money.
That's the number one thing that students, even adults who want to go back to college, fear of writing the essay. And I want to tell you, there is so much help out there even today in regard to individuals who want to go back to college and may be on the fence about applying because there's an essay requirement, or even applying for a scholarship. There is billions of dollars left on the table every year.
Wow.
That scholarship programs and scholarship organizations cannot give out because no one applied for them.
Wow.
And there have been instances where I work with students on a daily basis where students will not apply for certain scholarships because, let's say, it's a 500-word essay.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to ignite and empower several that, yes, you can do it, and that it is not as hard as you may think it is.
Okay.
Because I'm here to help, and there's also a plethora of resources that are available as well. So as far as there are four steps to applying to college, four simple steps. And I say simple because I believe that once a person gets started, then opportunity
mm-hmm
can open. So four steps. Number one, plan. Number two, apply. Three is paying. And number four is deciding. So when I talk about applying, the college application process really begins now, August.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry, it's September. It's September.
Well, I mean,
now,
are you talking about for a student who's a junior or a senior?
Right. For students that are current seniors, this
current
is the time they want to start looking at. Well, I primarily say that a student should not necessarily wait until their senior year to start looking at colleges.
Okay.
Honestly, it should start even before then. So junior year, ideally, you want to start looking at junior year, second semester of junior year, start looking at some possibilities, even visiting the college campuses. But
okay
even prior to senior year, and this is very important, for students to visit a college campus, that exposure is so
right
necessary.
Yeah.
Even before senior year. So there are so many free programs all over the country that students can apply for, and they can have like a summer internship or summer science program. I give you a prime example. When I was a rising senior in high school, I did a summer science program at a prominent university in the area that paid me like $2,000 for a 6-week science camp for free. I was there on a residential camp. But it exposed me to opportunities, and I was on a college campus with a lot of other scholars. But that was something I found out because I asked my counselor, what are some summer opportunities that I could qualify for?
Right.
And even as a I was a junior then, but I had to write an essay on why I wanted to be in this program. And so that is the number one reason that prevents a lot of individuals from receiving scholarship dollars is the inability or lack of applying or writing the essay.
Okay.
So applying is very important. But also, you know, your high school transcripts. High school transcript, knowing the GPA requirement. So just because, you know, some universities have minimum GPA requirements, but there's also the ACT and the SAT. Those are standardized tests.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, but I did not enjoy taking the SAT or ACT. I did not enjoy it. It's a standardized test, you know?
Right.
But here's the thing about it. There are some free programs online that students can, you know, look at to give them some strategies or some practice towards taking a test. And honestly, one thing we have to remember is that these tests don't measure how smart you are. It
mm-hmm.
only measures how well you take that particular test, right?
Okay.
And so there are many universities around the country that are no longer looking at the SAT or ACT
really?
As information. Right, many. I'll give you a prime example. A lot of the private universities, some of them are moving towards that model. Now, and those are four-year institutions. Now, community colleges or junior colleges do not require a SAT or ACT. Now,
okay.
very seldom will you find some, but many of them do not require SAT or ACT. You'll probably take a placement test so they
okay.
can know what type of math class or whatever to put you in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very important to realize that the accessibility for college is open for anyone. And then, so finally, applying is you want to really talk to your counselors or advisors at the school and even those in the community that may have a connection. To say, you know what, there are lots of individuals in the community that may have a connection to a scholarship program foundation. We always say it's not what you know, but it's who you know.
Who you know.
And who
right.
knows you, right. Yep. So those connections are so important. The second one is paying. Well, actually, the second one is I said the first one was planning.
Plan.
The second one was applying. Oh, I just skipped all over. So I missed my plan and apply.
Plan, apply,
I just couple those together. One thing I do want to add about planning, I did talk about the essay writing, determining if there is an application fee. Now, for a lot of the community colleges, those applications are typically free, depending on which state you live in. Some community colleges do charge for your application fee, and then some of the a lot of the four-year universities require. I'm talking about, like, sometimes it could be a $75 application fee.
Wow,
And that could be a lot of money. And in such cases, some students or parents may not realize they qualify for a fee waiver. And that fee waiver waives you from having to pay that application cost. And also, going back to the SAT, ACT, typically those tests are, like, was it $45, $55? You can also receive a fee waiver from your guidance counselor to take the SAT or ACT. So there are some opportunities out there so that you won't have to pay certain application fees if you qualify based upon income and so on and so forth.
Okay.
And so I did kind of plan, apply, couple together. The next component is paying.
Okay.
You know, researching community, school, college, state, and national scholarships and review requirements and deadlines.
Okay.
I use websites such as scholarships.com, www.scholarships.com.
Okay.
I'll give you a prime example. One night, it was my senior year in high school, and I was very late trying to find some more money. And I came across a scholarship, and I applied. It was due that Friday.
Mm.
And I said, you know what? I am going to apply for this because this, and it was like a $5,000 scholarship. I applied for that scholarship, turned it in, and I got it. I had to do like an interview, but that scholarship opened the door for me. This was in 2008. Okay. That's when we had President Obama was elected into office. And so I had the opportunity that year to, I don't want to call the name of the program, but it was a very prominent national program. And I got the chance to meet President Obama, the two senators from our state. And we were in D.C. along with 104 other scholars across the nation at a, I mean, it was just awesome for a whole week in D.C. And yes. So that I would not have known about that had I not been on that website, scholarships.com. That is like a scholarship search engine. When you think about Google, you think about you could type in anything you want and find. Scholarships.com is like a search engine for scholarships.
Oh,
there's
wow.
also FastWeb, www.fastweb.com.
Okay.
Those are scholarship search engines, and they ask you for your information, your date of birth, your interests, and it fits scholarships catered to you. Okay,
oh,
those are free to find. So I mentioned scholarships.com, FastWeb. There's also the United Negro College Fund.
Right.
Okay, and that's scholarships.uncf.org. I may have missed that, but if you Google it, scholarships.uncf.org, there are scholarships catered to individuals that are thinking about attending HBCUs.
Okay.
And there are awesome, phenomenal scholarships out there that you got to take the time and search for them. So that's that paying component. But also, for those individuals that are already full-time working, let's say that you are middle-aged or seasoned individual, you may already...
That was my question.
Right. So in such cases, sometimes employers actually match what your tuition may be, or they may have a tuition reimbursement program.
Right.
Right. And so those are phenomenal opportunities to take advantage of, especially if you're working full-time. Let's say you may feel that you don't have enough time to commit to being a full-time student. There are many colleges and universities even now. I'm talking about from two-year colleges, four-year colleges, that are catering their programs to adult learners. That means they may have classes from 6 to 9 or from 6 to 8 p.m. in the evening.
Right.
Okay. And I'm telling you, once you get into that classroom environment and you realize that you're not alone, you're not the only one that's working and going to school, you will be able to realize you can do it. So that's for all of those individuals out there that are middle-aged or whatever the case may be, you know, young adults, whatever, you know, that really want to get back into school, I want to let you know today that it is not too late. There's opportunity available. And the other component about paying is the FAFSA, the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, the FAFSA. That is free money. The maximum a family or person can qualify every year for is $5,920 for Pell Grant money.
Okay.
That's for this year, $5,920. And the FAFSA actually opens October 1st. It used to open January 1st. It opens October 1st, and you can start applying for that free money as soon as possible.
Okay.
That also opens the door for students to receive unsubsidized and subsidized student loans. Now, I kind of steer away from the loans because if you're applying for scholarships, and hopefully you receive some, then that won't be a big case for you.
Right.
But I always encourage parents to look at the bright side that it is a subsidized or unsubsidized student loan is much better than taking out a private loan, which has much higher interest.
Okay.
So the subsidized student loan means that the government pays the interest on that loan. And now, as long as you're in school, you have to worry about paying the interest. The government will cover that. The unsubsidized student loan means that you cover the interest even after you graduate. Typically, after you graduate, you have up to 6 months, and then after those 6 months, you have to start paying on your student loans.
Right.
So definitely check into those. You know, those are some options if money is not flowing in that particular sense. The last component is deciding. Compare your student aid report side by side. When you apply to any university, whether it be a college, a community college, or 4-year, they're going to give you a financial aid report or a financial aid letter that tells you the money that they're giving you, whether it be university money, state aid, federal aid, so on and so forth. You want to compare to determine what are they giving you and what is your remaining expenses. Very important.
Okay.
And I always encourage, you know, apply before it's too late. Because when you start applying late, then you, you know, the earlier you apply for colleges and for scholarships, the more likely you are to receive the money that's on the table. And so, review deadlines, definitely create a timeline of things you need to do. I cannot tell you how many times that not only not writing the essay, but missing deadlines.
Mm-hmm.
And when you begin to miss deadlines, I believe this, that all things are negotiable. You may have missed a deadline and forgot all about it. You'll be surprised. There are deadlines that were missed and no one actually ever applied for that scholarship. So if you reach out to that university or that foundation and say, you know what, I really want to apply for this scholarship, you never know. They may open it back up for you.
Right.
Right, because all things are negotiable. That's one of the main things I always tell students. Even if it says that you may not be qualified, you may have a, based upon GPA or requirements, they may ask you for something off the wall that you know you don't qualify for. All things are negotiable. Contact that particular office and let them know you want to really apply for this.
Okay.
And you'll be surprised how the favor just opens up for you. So it's really a thing of negotiation, because all things are negotiable. So I mentioned quite a few things: planning, applying, paying, and deciding. And I could talk about a lot of other aspects as well, but I really want to hit on the secrets to writing better essays very briefly about writing better essays. Really, one thing I always encourage individuals is that you want to look at the essay prompt before you actually begin to write it, or even a few days before, so it can marinate in your head. I can't tell you how many times I've tried to sit down and do an essay the same day or time frame it was due. You want to look at it beforehand so it can marinate in your head.
Okay.
You also want to proofread. Proofreading is so important. Look over whatever you submit before you actually submit it, because if it sounds wrong to you, it's going to sound wrong to the reviewer.
No.
That's very important. So, I mean, there are some other components to this as well, but you really want to look at the whole picture. As far as professionalism, like, look at your email address. Some people have some very interesting email addresses, and they're applying for jobs. It's on a resume. Make sure that your email address is something that you want people to say out loud, right? But you also don't want to share too much personal information. Never put your age out there. They should not be asking you about your, you know, of course, it was the application to ask date of birth, but on resumes and all these things, you want to make sure that you are presenting yourself to the best of your ability, because you want to be the best candidate for the scholarships, for the opportunities, and so on and so forth. So long story short, there is money available to help pay for college. There is money out there, and there's lots of student aid, and there are so many. Last, I want to hit on the common mistakes. I had to make sure that as I was applying for scholarships, even as a high school senior years ago, I kept a notebook of everything I applied for. And so, you know, back in the day, we had to, you know, go to the post office, you know, electronics, and uploading applications were not as popular as they are now. So really, you want to look at some of the most common application mistakes: include missing deadlines, failing to proofread, failure to follow directions, omitting required information, you know, writing a boring essay. Talk about yourself. You really want to talk about yourself and why do you want this? Why do you deserve this? And stay on topic. And, you know, it's a lot more I can cover, but long story short, it is a numbers game. If you don't apply, you won't expect to receive anything. If you apply, you are putting it out there that you want money and
right.
that you deserve the opportunity, because if you do not apply, then you cannot, you know,
expect to receive anything.
Expect to receive anything. So really, if you are applying, you are letting God know, especially that God, I really want this. And so you can do it. It's possible to make it happen.
Well, thank you, Orshe, for being on our program. You had so much information. And until next week, you guys, find your moment. And let's get busy applying for school and getting that money. Thank you, Orshe.
Thank you.